Hey, you wonder-filled people. Welcome back to the Wonder-Filled Stories Podcast, where we explore amazing ideas, spark big imaginations, and discover the wonders hiding in everyday life. Today's fascinating fact might surprise you. Dinosaurs are actually still alive. Yep, you heard that right. Scientists tell us that not all dinosaurs disappeared. In fact, one entire group survived, adapted, and kept on thriving. Want to guess who they are? Birds! That's right, every time you see an eagle soaring, a hummingbird zipping around a flower, or even a chicken scratching around in the dirt, you're looking at the closest living relatives of the giant dinosaurs that once stomped across the earth. Birds are basically the modern-day dinos who decided to trade their giant tails for feathers and wings. And here's the wonder thought for the day. Amazing things can survive by changing, growing, and becoming something new. Just like dinosaurs evolved into birds, you can grow into new strengths too. Sometimes you just need to trade what doesn't work for something that does. That's how you become stronger, smarter, and more confident every single day. So get ready to flap your imagination, because by now you know the routine. It's time once again for Chapter 13. Chapter 13, Obstinate Boy. The next day, the three friends met at Jace's house to make a plan for the money. They dumped it out onto the bed and began to mindlessly stack it into piles of $100 as they pondered the problem. "My mom always said that people act funny when they're fighting over money," Jace proclaimed.
"I don't think it's funny at all," Kai said. "My brother nearly killed me."
"Not ha-ha funny, more like crazy funny," Jace clarified.
"My mom knows a family that hasn't spoken in a decade because of an inheritance that went sideways."
"Your brother is a greedy jerk," Davy said.
"Not everyone is a psycho when it comes to money." The conversation was interrupted by a quick knock on the door. The boys threw a blanket over the piles of cash on the bed, and Kai and Davy flopped down on top of it. Grabbing a nearby comic book, they pretended to read as Jace called,
"Come in."
Jace's mom popped into the room with a broad smile.
"Hi, guys," she spoke warmly.
"Someone is here to see you."
The boys glanced back and forth at one another, searching for an indication that one of the others knew something of the surprise guest.
"Sweet little Kelly Peterson is here selling Girl Troop cookies,"
Jace's mom continued.
"She wanted to say hi. Isn't that precious?"
On cue, the door was pushed wide. And there stood Kelly, in her full Girl Troop uniform. She wore a ruffled white shirt, brown corduroy pants, and the regulation green beret and sash bearing the Girl Troop logo. Covering the sash was countless patches and pins signifying her many accomplishments. Long brown curls spilled out from under her hat, and her brown eyes seemed abnormally large, peering out from behind thick glasses. She grinned as if she knew a secret.
"Oh my God,"
Davy said aloud what they were all thinking.
"Hi, boys. What are you up to?" She stepped into the room confidently.
"What are you doing here, Kelly?"
Kai asked with a tremble in his voice.
"Well, Jace's mom just bought 4 boxes of Girl Troop cookies, and that puts me over 500 boxes sold."
She clapped her hands like a hummingbird flapping its wings.
"I'm sorry to be so bold, Mrs. Jameson, but I'm really craving one of those choco nut cookies you bought. Do you think the boys and I could get a few with some milk?"
"Of course, dear."
Jace's mom swooped out the door and disappeared up the stairs. Not wasting a second, Kelly launched into the real reason for her intrusion.
"Okay, guys, the jig is up. I know your secret, and I want in."
Her words were rehearsed and eyes narrowed.
"We don't have much time until your mom returns, so let's get this deal done."
"We have no idea what you're talking about,"
Jace shrugged and glanced toward his friends, who were also shaking their heads in pretend confusion.
Please don't lie to me, Kelly said. I already know everything about your newly acquired fortune.
How do you know? Davy asked. Have you been spying on us?
That isn't the point. The question is, what are you going to do to keep me quiet?
She lifted a corner of the blanket and a $10 bill fell to the floor like a leaf falling from a tree.
I wonder what Mrs. Jameson would say if she found out that you had thousands of dollars right under her nose.
The boys sat frozen as she picked up the loose bill without missing a beat and stuffed it into a money belt fastened around her waist.
You really should ask yourself, what does Kelly want more than anything?
Fishing into a large satchel slung over her shoulder, she pulled out two boxes of maple snaps, the least popular cookie flavor, and plopped them down on the corner of the dresser with a sly smile. Jace's mom arrived in the doorway holding a small tray with four small glasses of milk and a pile of dark brown cookies. Kelly beamed awkwardly as she helped herself to a cookie.
Thank you, Mrs. Jameson. You are so kind.
Setting the tray on the edge of the dresser, Jace's mom disappeared as quickly as she had appeared.
What do you want, Kelly?
Jace's face was flushed as he began the negotiation.
How much money will it take for you to keep your mouth shut?
Kelly stared unflinchingly into the boy's eyes.
I want to be remembered as the best cookie seller in the history of the county. I want to humiliate Lena Kaminsky and her uppity father. I want to go on an all-expense-paid trip to see the survivors in concert at the state fair.
The survivors? Kai wrinkled his nose. Didn't they sing that song from the boxing movie? Davy asked.
Jace finished. Yeah, they're like 50 years old. Why do you want to see them?
Kelly spoke over the interruptions.
It's not about the concert. It is an all-expenses-paid trip to the fair. They pay for the hotel, food, tickets. Yeah, we know what all-expenses-paid means. But do you even want to see that band?
Jace questioned.
That isn't the point, she spouted. It could be a trip to the dump ground for all I care. If there is a prize, I need to be the one who wins it.
You all get to help me do just that.
Capiche?
The boys were dumbfounded at the audacity of the girl. Jace spoke first.
So how much money do you need to win?
This isn't a contest to collect money. Kelly was incredulous at the implication.
The prize goes to the girl who can sell the most cookies. You could give me $1 million and I would still lose the contest. You need to buy cookies.
Okay, so how many cookies do you need us to buy? Jace inquired.
Oh no, high pressure sales is not my technique.
Her eyes squinted as she painted on a salesman's grin.
You tell me what you want and I deliver.
Davy's brow furrowed.
Wait, you just said, I said, you will help me win the cookie sales contest,
she interrupted.
Tomorrow in class, I will be patiently waiting for your order. You can deliver the money in a plain white envelope just before math class. Remember, the cookies are $5 per box.
With that, she stood, pivoted like a soldier, and exited the room.
How did she find out about the money?
Jace exclaimed.
Davy, did you tell anybody?
I didn't say a word, dude, Davy protested.
Maybe it was Kai and his big mouth.
Hey, Kai piped up.
You know I didn't say anything. Why would you throw this on me?
I don't know anything. It could have been you just as much as me, Davy accused.
How did Rylan find out if it wasn't you flapping your gums?
Kai pointed a finger in Davy's face.
I told you that he saw us buying those burgers that you wanted.
Well, Jace said, raising his voice in frustration, one of us has said too much.
and now we have to deal with this. After a moment, Davy spoke up. If we have to buy cookies, I guess I could go for some lemon zesties.
Lemon zesties? Yuck! Kai responded. The only girl troop cookie worth eating are Skinny Mints.
Jace's eyes narrowed in defiance. Picked up a box of maple snaps from the dresser. If we give in to the demands of that pint-sized blackmailer, we will be helping her sell cookies door-to-door every year until we leave for college.
How do you figure that? Davy asked.
Because that is what blackmailers do, Jace explained. She will keep coming back for more. She'll make the same threats over and over because she knows that we will do anything to keep our secret.
So what do you think we should do? Kai questioned.
I'm not sure yet, Jace replied. But I do know this. We will not buy any more cookies from that girl. Together, the boys decided that it would be wise to split up the money. They made three equal-ish piles and stuffed the portions into brown paper grocery sacks. Each boy took a sack home to look after. A long beep from the school intercom system signaled the start of class on Monday morning. Jace flopped into his seat before the tone finished and sighed deeply. Reaching into his back pocket, he removed a blank white envelope and placed it in the middle of his desk. Kelly watched out of the corner of her eye from across the room. Smirking imperceptibly, she turned her focus to the teacher as she began the day. "Good morning, class," she announced with an unnatural enthusiasm for 8:05 on Monday morning.
"Good morning, Mrs. Welder," the assembled kids replied in a tired chorus.
"This is week 39 of the school year," she announced as she scrawled the date in perfect cursive across the top of the chalkboard. "Next week is the last week of school. Don't forget, there will be the annual PTO carnival on the last day." The kids chattered excitedly as Mrs. Welder smiled and calmed them. "If you want to ride the rides, you will need to bring $5 to buy a wristband." Kelly's hand shot into the air. Before she could be called on, she began to speak.
"I would also like to remind everyone that I will be selling Girl Troop cookies for $5 per box."
"Yes, thank you, Kelly," Mrs. Welder replied patiently.
"Next week, we will also be taking our final tests in each subject."
A low groan filled the room.
"But since our class was the first to reach our yearly reading goal, we will be having a May Day party this Friday."
The groans turned into cheers as students celebrated their victory with fist pumps and high fives. May Day was a holiday to celebrate the start of spring, or the coming end of school, depending on who you asked. Kids would create small candy cups to leave on the doorsteps of their friends and crushes.
"I have reserved the film projector so we can watch the movie Where the Red Fern Grows. I have some styrofoam cups that we can decorate as May Day baskets while we watch. But you will have to bring your own candy to put in them."
The class was abuzz with excitement when Jace raised his hand. Mrs. Welder acknowledged his question with a nod, and he spoke above the murmur of the class.
"Why do we have to bring our own candy?"
"I'm afraid that my classroom budget isn't enough to cover the cost of candy," she responded.
"I can bring a little, but not enough for everybody."
"Could we get candy for everybody if someone donated the money?" Jace asked.
"Well, yes, I suppose we could," she explained. "But all our usual sponsors are already paying for the PTO carnival. So let's not get our hopes up, okay?"
Smiling politely, she called on another student with their hand in the air. Jace scooped up the envelope on his desk and walked boldly to the front of the classroom. Glancing at Kelly scowling in the front row, he held up the plain white envelope.
"Mrs. Welder, my uncle won the lottery, and he wants to sponsor the rest of our parties for the year."
He dropped the envelope into the teacher's hand. Not sure what was happening, Mrs. Welder opened the envelope to find a stack of bills. Wide-eyed, she quickly fanned the cash and estimated it to be a couple hundred dollars.
"Jace, I can't accept this."
Her mind flittered through her teacher training as she tried to remember whether she was allowed to accept this type of offer. "Really, it's okay." Jace wasn't expecting her to refuse the gift. "He's got so much, he's looking for ways to spend it all." "Well, if you're sure..." Mrs. Welder's professional resolve began to waver as she imagined the fun activities she could do with her class in the last couple weeks of school. "I will have to check with Principal Peebles to make sure the donation like this is allowed. But if he says it's okay, well, everyone will have candy on Friday." The class erupted in celebration. "Maybe there will be enough to pay for ride tickets for the carnival as well." Loud cheers echoed down the hallway as Jace beamed. One student, however, was not cheering. As she clapped disgustedly, Kelly's eyes were lasers, burrowing a hole through the forehead of the obstinate boy. Well, that's all for today, but before you dash off on your next adventure, here's a little secret. The world gets more amazing every time you pay attention to it. So keep your eyes open, your heart curious, and your imagination switched all the way on. If you're looking for a little extra, like behind-the-scenes peeks or special offers from Wonderfilled Books, then you should check out the Wonder Club. You'll get to see what I, Mr. Soul, am dreaming up next, and maybe even get inspired to make something of your own. Just visit jasonsoul.com to jump in. So until next time, remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Stay brave, stay kind, and stay wonderfully wonderfilled.